This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. More severe thunderstorms expected today across parts of the Plains states. Powerful storms crossed the south yesterday from Texas to Georgia.
Officials across the southern U.S. are reporting damaging hail, toppled trees, shredded buildings, and downed power lines after a powerful storm system passed through. Tens of thousands of households across Alabama and Georgia were without power overnight Wednesday. In Eufaula, Alabama, Mayor Jack Tibbs says the storm collapsed a wall of a building and downed 30 or 40 trees. Authorities in Troup County, Georgia told WSB TV that a person was struck by lightning. In Calhoun County, Sheriff Josh Hilton says two people somehow escaped uninjured from a house that was demolished by high winds. I'm Jennifer King.
St. Paul, Minnesota had the worst air quality in the country yesterday as smoke from those Canadian wildfires drifted across the state. President Biden's talking about the weather and climate change.
There's a lot of threats our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren are going to face. This is the only truly existential threat.
He spoke to conservation and environmental groups last night in Washington. A new CDC report says the homicide rate for older teenagers rose to its highest point in nearly 25 years during the COVID pandemic. And the suicide rate for adults in their early 20s was the worst in more than 50 years. An expert not involved in the report calls the increase alarming and says it reflects a mental health crisis among young people and a need for policy changes. We're learning that the suspect in last year's mass shooting at a Colorado Springs gay nightclub is expected to strike a plea deal to state charges. That would mean at least a life sentence. The shooting killed 5 people and wounded 17. Pope Francis has fired a longtime aide to the late Pope Benedict from his Vatican job. That's the final chapter in a very public falling out that culminated with the aide's tell-all memoir. This is AP News. Now to those surprise junk fees.
President Biden is highlighting his administration's fight against surprise or undisclosed fees that he says cost American consumers billions of dollars. They're so-called junk fees.
Surprise charges that companies sneak into bills because they can.
Since last fall, the president's been calling for legislation, regulation, and private sector action to end the fees. Today, he'll host executives from several companies taking their own steps, including Live Nation, Ticketmaster, and SeatGeek, who say they'll make it easier to see the true all-in costs of tickets. Airbnb rolled out its all-in pricing tool late last year. The push is part of the president's re-election bid to show Americans government can help improve their lives in both big and small ways. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.